Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss Raymond Williams. Now, the dates of Raymond Williams are from 1921 to 1988. And he was an author as well as a critic. And he is particularly famous in the field of cultural studies as well as Marxism. And he has been a leading figure of the New Left. Now, a little bit about the life of Raymond Williams. Williams was the son of a working class parents from a Welsh border village. And he went on to become one of Britain's greatest socialist intellectuals. And after completing his education, school education, he completed his university education, became a professor, and he has written numerous books on Marxism and culture. And as I said earlier, that he is a leading figure of the New Left. But what is the New Left? New Left refers to a broad range of left-wing activist movements and intellectual currents that arose in Western Europe and North America in the late 1950s and early 1960s. And thinkers of the New Left also made groundbreaking contributions to the analysis of culture and communications. They departed from the Marxist orthodoxy, means the traditional or orthodox Marxism, and were convinced that the new conditions of consumer capitalism required fresh thinking. And British theorists, including Stuart Hall and Raymond Williams, conceived of culture as being constitutive rather than simply reflective of social and economic processes. So, to put it in simpler terms, the New Left basically composed of intellectuals, leaders who departed from traditional or orthodox Marxism and offered more and new refinements to our understanding of Marxism. So, coming back to Raymond Williams was also engaged politically to the left, and he famously said that to be truly radical is to make hope possible rather than despair convincing. And this is a very famous quotation by him. Okay, to be truly radical is to make hope possible rather than despair convincing. So, as I said, that after completing his education, Raymond Williams became a professor at Cambridge University. And thereafter, he established a new mode of critical analysis called cultural materialism, which is grounded in a concept of culture which identifies cultural practice as something which is dynamic and something which is active. Now, some of the important works by Raymond Williams is, first of all, it's Culture and Society. Okay, Culture and Society, which came out in 1958. After that, the Long Revolution. Okay, the Long Revolution, which came out in 1961. And in both of these works, Culture and Society and the Long Revolution, he embarked on what would be prolonged analysis of cultural development viewed through and ingrained within the transformations of industrial capitalism and capitalist society. And as Stuart Hall says, that Williams played an integral role in the development of cultural studies, and he theorized the distinctive and decisive experiences of class, region and community during an extended engagement with questions of form. Now, from an exam point of view, you should understand what broadly cultural materialism means. Now, cultural materialism was mostly developed by Raymond Williams, and it sees cultural phenomena such as literary works as inseparable from, but not determined by, the contexts in which they are produced and consumed. And this is the most influential current of materialist thought in contemporary cultural studies. Okay, so just understand that cultural phenomenon like literary works are inseparable from, but not determined by, the context. Often when we study Marxism, we just focus on the economic dimension, that the economic dimension determines everything, whether it be related to literature or religion or cultural forms. But that is not so. Cultural materialism says that, yes, economic factor is important, or contexts are important, but they are not the only determinant. And Raymond Williams says that in any era of history or in any moment of history, discursive formations or cultural practices will be in play at that time. And there can be different types of discursive formations or cultural practices. One set of these practices may be dominant. Another set of practices may be residual. Then another set may be emergent. And another may be oppositional. So these four terms you should remember, which Raymond Williams talks about: dominant culture, residual culture, emergent culture, and oppositional. And oppositional is basically something which directly challenges the dominant culture. Residual is something which is left behind from earlier times. Emergent is something which has just sprouted which is just becoming bigger. It may become dominant or it may fail later on, but it is only beginning to emerge. Now, I mentioned earlier that two important works of Raymond Williams you should always remember. One is Culture and Society. The other is The Long Revolution. After that, another important work by Raymond Williams is Marxism and Literature. Okay, Marxism and Literature. After that, another work is called The Country and the City. Okay, The Country and the City, which came out in 1973. And this is a book of cultural analysis. Okay, in this book, this is what this book is about. Now, after that, another work by Raymond Williams is called Border Country. Okay, Border Country. This is basically his first novel. And another one which came out in 1983 is called Towards 2000. Okay, Towards 2000. And in these two works, Williams offers a analysis of nomad culture. Williams offers a analysis of nomad capitalism and labeled as Plan X, the political and economic project of social management, now commonly understood as neoliberalism for Williams. And this was a new form of capitalism which aimed to grasp and control the future. So, Williams envisions a powerful alternative, a radically new kind of politics, which brings together things like disarmament, environment, and feminist movements. Now, another phrase that has been coined by Raymond Williams is called structure of feeling. Okay, structure of feeling. So, broadly, what is the meaning of structure of feeling? It is just used to characterize the lived experiences of people in a given epoch, denoting the common values and attitudes of that epoch, or let's say era, as expressed especially in literary and artistic forms and conventions. And Raymond Williams distinguishes structures of feeling from what he considered to be more formally fixed categories such as ideology or worldview. And typically he observes that now we tend to reduce social formations and elements of culture and society to fixed forms. We convert lived experience into finished products and speak of them in the past tense. But practical social consciousness is lived actively in real relationships. It exists in the present. Okay, it's not something that has passed. It exists in the present. So, structures of feeling is a social experience which is still in process, still happening, and usually in its emergent phase. As I said, that there are three phases: emergent, dominant, residual, and one more is oppositional. But here the emphasis is on the emergent phase, you know, when we talk about structures of feeling. So from an exam point of view, you should remember the important works of Raymond Williams. After that, the important phrases that he has coined, for example, structures of feeling, cultural materialism. And whenever you study cultural studies, pay attention to the contribution of Raymond Williams. And whenever you study Marxism, even then you should pay attention to Raymond Williams, because Raymond Williams is important in both of these fields, cultural studies as well as Marxism. And the works of Raymond Williams are extremely influential in the development of cultural studies through his understanding of culture as constituted by a whole way of life. And his anthropologically inspired grasp of culture as ordinary and lived, sometimes, you know, dubbed as culturalism, helped to legitimize the study of popular culture. And Williams's work engages with Marxism, most notably through the notions of ideology and hegemony. But he critiques a reductionist notion of base and superstructure. And Williams argues for a form of cultural materialism that explores culture in terms of the relationships between the elements in an expressive totality.